Hello friends, today I'm going to tell you about one of the most popular sports in the world, a sport that had more than 100 years of existence. Amazing, not? So stay to listen and discover how this sensational sport started. This sport began in 1863 when in England the paths of rugby football, and association football, soccer, separated, founding the oldest association in the world, the Football Association for England. It was the first governing body of the sport, no? However, both types of game have the same rule, along with a whole dozen similar games. Obviously, despite the deductions that are made, two things are clear. First one, that the ball have been played with the foot for miles of years. And the second one, there is no reason to consider foot play as a secondary form of natural hand play. If not the opposite, apart from the need to fight with the whole body for the ball in a great tumult, also using the legs and feet, generally without rules, it seems that from the beginning this activity was considered as extremely difficult, and therefore who dominate the ball with the foot generate admiration. Wasn't it sensational? If so, let's continue to hear more about his history. One of the first organizations to regulate this sport was FIFA. FIFA was founded in 1928, and was the first to make the decision to organize its own international tournament. Another relevant fact is that in the 1932 Olympic Games, which took place in Los Angeles, soccer was not included as a part of the program, though it has a low popularity in the United States. It's acceptable to me that this happened, but I don't care. This is how FIFA said about organizing the first World Cup tournament, naming Uruguay as the host. For this tournament, the national associations of the select countries were invited to send a team. However, the choice to select Uruguay as the place for the competitions meant a long and expensive journey across the Atlantic Ocean for the European teams. Therefore, European countries didn't want to send a team around 2 months before the start of the competition. That sounds bad, but fortunately, the FIFA president persuaded teams from France, Belgium, Romania, Hungary, and Yugoslavia to make a trip. In total, 13 nations were the participants, 7 from America, 4 from Europe, and 2 from North America. And as the last interesting information for this podcast was that in the end of the tournament, Uruguay beat Argentina 4-2 in front of a crowd of 93,000 people in Montevideo. And it is how it became the first country to win a World Cup. Well, friends, I hope that you enjoyed this short but interesting podcast about soccer. Goodbye and good night.